Dick Newton, athletic director at Lynn English High School, is joining us. Dick, welcome, and good to be talking with you. And I hear you're doing well.
Yes, sitting in my living room, watching TV, and I'm glad I got the chance to talk to you.
Dick, I want to begin by, before we talk about spring sports, you're a former baseball player at Lynn English High School, college baseball, baseball coach here on the North Shore. More on that in a moment. But what a successful winter it was for Lynn English High basketball, both the boys and the girls this year.
Yeah, the boys are repeated the state champs, and the girls, you know, come a long way. The girls 4 years ago were cellar dwellers. They were last place, and we really didn't know what direction the program was going to go. And the girls and Mackenzie Childs, the coach, really brought them back, and they won their side of the league. And they've done a great job, and so we're happy about that. And the boys, you know, what can I say about the boys? They've made history at Lynn English High School, winning two state championships in a row, and we're going to really miss the guys that are graduating.
Yeah, really a great group, and really, as you mentioned, two state titles. So that was the first state title ever a year ago, right? So it was really history being made.
Yeah, when you win a state title in a sport, everybody starts digging to see where you won it last. And they were talking like 80 years ago, and I don't know, I had never heard of us winning the state championship, but it's nice and really nice. And the thing is these kids that you know, the John L. and Mason John Baptiste and John Baptiste Mukiba and Jack Rodriguez, great guys, just really really nice kids, quality kids. Never in trouble in school. They do well in school, and they're the kind of kid that you miss when they graduate.
Yeah, I did some coverage of college basketball in my younger years, and I kind of liken this program to the college programs. I know I've kind of said this before, but they act very mature. They're very articulate, and they love the game, and they work hard at it.
Yeah, they have a good teacher too. I think telling them how to behave and how to conduct themselves with guys like you, the press, and in school, and how to be successful. And Antonio Anderson does a great job in doing that with these guys. He's, when they get out of line in school, he sits them on the bench. He doesn't hesitate. He's willing to take one for the team if these kids don't do exactly the way what he wants them to do. So it's a tribute to Antonio too.
We're talking with the Dick Newton, athletic director at Lynn English High. Dick, baseball, let's update the listeners on where we're at with the MIAA, with possible spring sports, but but school can't come back until now, basically the 1st of May at the absolute earliest.
Yeah, I'm not very optimistic with any spring sports, but being a baseball guy, I look at baseball, and they're telling us right now it's May 4th. That means you can't play a game until May 11th. I'm not a fan of cramming games together and not really having much pitching, and the games get out of hand, and then you have rain coming into it, and I just don't like the idea of shortened seasons. It's not something I would look forward to. There has been talk about putting something together with the Cape Ann League and having a little round robin tournament. That's been talked about. We have a meeting, virtual meeting tomorrow, to talk about stuff like this. But I would be very surprised if first we even went back to school, and secondly, especially if we had a season. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, there is some MIAA rules about once school does come back that you need a certain number of days of practice. I know they shortened that down, but still,
yeah, it's amazing when they. When you know they're really adamant about it when there's not something like this going on, but it's amazing how immediately it doesn't matter how many days you practice. You can go from 11 days, that's what it usually is, to 7 days, and I don't know. I just think that's trying to stuff 10, 11 games, 8 games into 3 weeks or 4 weeks, whatever you're going to do. I'm just not a big fan of that. I think if you're not in school first thing, you're not going to play. And I think that's the way what's going to happen.
The other thing, too, is they were talking about if they came back around the 1st of May for workouts and started the season, then they could get in the playoffs in the month of June. They have 3 weeks to do the playoffs in June, but I'm wondering if that is what you're hearing now, is that's even becoming less and less likely, MIAA playoffs in June?
Yeah, the rumor is that, you know, they were going to have the season end June 10th and have the playoffs go from June 10th to June 20th. I think that's that got nixed when it got that was when the deadline was going to be April 27th we could start, but since it's been moved to May 4th, you can't play till May 11th. I mean, how do you have a state tournament? I mean, I don't know. It's just unfair, and I'm more concerned about whether or not the kids are going to have graduation. That's been talked about too. Are they going to be able to have a graduation? So I don't know. I think baseball, for the most part, you know, you got to look at the logistics of it too. They have to have physicals turned in, and all the kids haven't been able to go to their doctor to get a physical. So how do you allow a kid to play if he hasn't had a physical all year? There's a lot of things that they haven't taken into consideration. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But from what you hear, the cases haven't even reached its peak yet, and you know we're already into what, April 1st will be. But tomorrow, the next day. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Dick, I actually just looked at the calendar today. There are 31 days in March. So we do have April coming up this week, a couple of days. Yeah.
April's coming, right? What is it? April's, it was a Tuesday, April is, right?
No, Wednesday. Wednesday, I think.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what happens when you get stuck in your house for 3 weeks. You lose track of what day it is.
No, you're right. At least it's Monday. We know that, right? Monday.
Yeah.
Dick, last question for you might be, there are a lot of things that people on the outside may, and I'll include myself on this, may not realize that this long delay and this, and what could happen that we just talked about, how it impacts the athletes themselves or their future plans. And so we think about the seniors, yeah, that you just touched on a few things that seniors have to worry about, but the juniors are missing out, or very well could be missing out on a spring sports season, and that's important for their recruitment as well later on.
Yeah, the sophomores and juniors, seniors, you know, you feel bad for the seniors because they're going to miss their senior year and all of that. But I'll give you an example how it impacts you. We have a senior, I'm not going to mention his name, but he needed to get a waiver. He was a fifth-year kid. He went back to the Dominican Republic for 2 years. His parents moved back, and then they moved back here. So we applied for a waiver, and he was denied, and we had to take it to the next level. And they said they're not going to do any more waivers. So does that kid just not get to play? I mean, is that how it's going to work? Those are the things. Other things are SATs. You know, we have kids that come in from other countries that need to take the SATs their senior year because they haven't been able to take them as a sophomore and junior because they weren't here, and they got canceled. So, you know, what happens to a guy like that? There's a lot of, you know, variables, that a lot of things that affect kids, and you have to take that into consideration. It's just a sad case, but you know, people being healthy is probably the most important thing. So that's, you know, that's what we're looking forward to. Nobody's been in the school, nobody's been practicing, nobody's allowed to be on a park. So I don't know. I don't think that, just, you know, when they say go ahead, everybody's going to just jump in and start playing. There's a lot to it. There's getting in shape. There's kids need to be able to throw, get their arms in shape. The kid's not going to pitch, you know, come in and throw right away in a game and expect to be healthy. You need time to develop these things. And, you know, I mean, normally you get 11 days. So you basically have 2 weeks. And kids are always throwing in the school, you know, week or two or outside when the weather's good. They haven't been able to do that. So, I don't know. I'm not, you know, you can call me a pessimist, but I just don't see it. I just don't see spring sports happen. I would, you know, I don't see that coming to fruition, as they would say.
Dick, as a longtime assistant under Ron Bennett, baseball coach at Lynn English, legendary coach, and then as a head coach at Marblehead Baseball, you know, any other thoughts about, you kind of touched on it, but if in fact the season were to start, I mean, what does a coach have to do differently this year than in past years?
Well, the most important, I think, is pitching. I mean, they put in a pitch count this year. They went to Federation rules, so you have a pitch count. So if you have four or five games bunched in together, you're definitely going to run out of pitching, and you're going to have games that are 15 to 14 and 18-2 because, you know, the discrepancy in teams being ready. And, to me, it's pitching. Hitting is the easy part. Fielding a ground ball is fielding a ground ball. That's just repetition. But getting your arms in shape and being able to pitch seven innings in a week, less than a week, because, you know, when you talk about rain and you have to take that into consideration, it's just very different. You can't play any exhibition games because you're not going to have time. And it's just stuffing everything in a week is a lot to ask, I think. But you got to do what you got to do. If it happens, it happens. You know, tennis is different. You go out and hit a tennis ball back and forth. What else? Track? You're running track. But baseball is very, very different than all the sports that you have in the spring. And everything's outside, so they haven't taken into consideration if it rains.
All right, Dick, always good talking with you. Stay safe, and thanks for all these insights. And, let's hope that it does happen, but we want to be safe as well.
Yes, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Dick Newton, the athletic director at Lynn English High School.